qualified in the media center by our current number one qualifier in top fuel, Clay Milliken. 3.716 seconds at 325.77 miles per hour. He was also the number one qualifier at the most recent race in Houston. Clay, that your team's really starting to kind of hit their stride as we're, what, a quarter of the way through the season. Are things just starting to come together for you guys, or what's the difference we've seen these past two events?
I mean, really and truly, it's just the team working on consistency, and they have been. I've been saying that a lot all year long. Our team has been working. Last year, you know, we wanted to run those 60s, and our team did run a lot of 60s last year, 3.6, for those of you that don't know, 3.6 somethings. And this year, we said, let's take a little bit of step back, but yet let's try to go down the racetrack more often. And as it has gotten a little warmer, we're starting to find ourselves at the front of the field. I kind of said some of these same things last week, which is kind of cool. I get to say the same thing again because we're sitting here number one. And Grubby and Lance and Mac and all the guys are putting a lot of effort in making sure the car goes down the racetrack more often than not. And it's just crazy that we're now at the front of the field the last couple weeks. And it won't always stay that way. And I honestly didn't think that would hold. And the same thing I said last week, I'm going to repeat it again. If it's 100 degrees tomorrow, I'm okay with that. That means we'll stay number one, you know. But, I mean, the car's just running well. It's not hurting itself, which is very important, you know, to be able to have those consistent runs. And tomorrow, you know, I already know what Grubby's thinking, that we qualified number one last week, and then on Saturday we didn't make any good runs. And I'm like, man, good job, Grubby, you know, number one. And he's like, I'll trade that number one for going down the racetrack every run. You know, that the number one is not as important to him as making sure the car goes down the racetrack. And I know that was a really long-winded answer.
We'll start with Bobby Bennett.
Bobby B,
yes,
competitionplus.com.
That's right. I want you to give us the truth here.
I'm scared of the question already.
Clay, you're the winningest driver of another sanction involved.
IHRA six-time top fuel world champ.
You've made numerous final rounds. You've been number one. But something's always happened to keep you away from that win. In saying that, you've always, these races, had three spectacular rounds of competition leading up to the finals. Because this format is, what, three rounds? Do you think that works to your advantage now?
Absolutely. And what Bobby's alluding to there is, there was, when I won all those championships, it was an eight-car field. So it took three rounds to win the race. As a top fuel driver, I have never won four rounds of competition. That's what you were asking. So this being four wide, there's three rounds of competition. So I like your way of thinking there. So does this format play in my favor? The odds say yes, because I've never won four rounds of top fuel racing. So winning three, I've done that a lot. So I hope that's true. And we've actually done really well here. The NHRA doesn't call it a final round, but I've been in the last quad the last 2 years. So I've been in, I count those as final rounds, even though I don't want that record of most runner-ups, even though I'm like charging up on that. I'm second on all-time runner-up list, a record I do not want. But, you know, so going three rounds, yeah, I'm very familiar with that, and I hope to go three rounds. And this is the same thing I said last week. I want to be the second. Well, no, I can't say that this week. In a normal race, you want to be the second to last car down the racetrack. I don't know if that works here. Does it? I don't know. Second to last. Yeah. You know where I'm headed with that. I don't know if that works with four cars. But anyway, I'm rambling. I do want to turn on the wind light three times on Sunday, and I guarantee you Grubby's over there saying, I want to go down the racetrack both runs tomorrow. That's what he's thinking about. And me, I'm just like rambling because I'm kind of jacked up, because guess what? We're qualified number one at the four wide nationals.
Stan,
I'll
go get
to
Jacob. Stan Creekmore with our outside advice. Okay, Mr. Jacked Up. Compare how you feel right now to to all of the years you've been now involved in the NHRA, and to one of your greatest years in the, you know, on the other side?
You know, it's I kind of get this question a little bit. You know, the honest truth to this answer is, as long as somebody will let me put a helmet on and stomp on that loud pedal, I am a happy man. Win, lose, draw, I am doing what I love to do. And, you know, people ask me, they're like, well, you lost and you're still smiling. I'm like, well, if you had my job, wouldn't you smile too? You know, I mean, I love my job. I mean, I don't like losing, but I still just stomped on the loud pedal of 10,000 horsepower. Even if I lost, it's still a cool job.
Like your level of love is increasing.
Yeah, I'm happier right now that I'm qualified number one than all the racetrack threw the rods out. No doubt about it. You know, it's more fun when it goes to the finish line and doesn't hurt itself, without a doubt.
Was there some moment earlier this year that you could just feel the turn where you weren't just looking at one round, you were looking at two, three, four?
Not really. I mean, I've been very confident in this team. Essentially, after we kind of got going, this is the third year of the Stringer Performance team. You know, Doug put all this together, and once Grubby just, like, kind of made that thing go down the racetrack, I'm like, we can win. You know, I mean, this is our third year, and we are a single-car team, and this team is run out of the backyard of Doug's house in a metal building. We don't have a garage mahal. You know, we don't have the Brownsburg complexes. We call it the Nitro Barn. Doug's who named it that. But the truth is, you know, when we pull to the starting line, we got the same amount of parts as everybody else. You know, we may not have the CNC machines, all those sort of things, but I don't even know what your question was now.
You're close.
Okay. So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, the car's just running good, and it really has from almost day one. The very first pass that this car made in Pomona, the first year of Doug owning this team, Grumpy told me to run it to half track because we really didn't get much done in testing because we were such a new team. It went 381 at only like 240 something miles an hour. So from the first time that we went, it's run good. You know, now we're working on this consistency thing, and hopefully we can turn that into three win lights on Sunday.
First four races, quite honestly, weren't a masterpiece.
No.
And then all of a sudden you go to Houston, number one qualifier, semifinals, you come here,
track
71,
record.
The track record in Houston. Is there one particular thing that you can put a finger on, or is it just a combination of a lot?
It is without a doubt just a combination. It's everybody doing everything that they know they're supposed to do and me not messing it up. I mean, there's really not any one thing. You know, we didn't go down the racetrack on the first run. That was a shutoff by Grubby with the crew chief box. He put a cylinder out. He was not happy about that. And the only thing he told me about the run that we just made, he said, I'm going to get after it. He didn't tell me that I'm trying to go number one. He said, I'm going to get after it. And he gives us a number, and he's pretty accurate with it. If the guy was a bracket racer, I mean, he'd be like Luke Bogacki. You know, he'd be winning the million-dollar race because he can dial a car in. And it's no one thing. It's really not. I mean, it's just everybody doing their job the way it's supposed to be done. I know that's, you know, it's not a cool answer, but there's not any one thing.
Grubby and Lance are preaching, as you say, going down the racetrack. Just going down the racetrack. But you go to Houston and set the track record and number one qualifier. You come here, number one qualifier. I mean, yeah, you're going down the racetrack, but you're also going really fast. I mean, usually one doesn't follow the other, but it is here.
It is. I mean, it's really, and it's funny you say going fast. The first thing I told them when I crossed the finish line, we use radios a lot. Y'all may have noticed I talk a lot, so Grumpy don't have a radio because he don't want to hear it. But I told him I actually shut it off a little early. Not much, but I did shut it off just a touch early. And the last thing I asked him before I left, I'm like, how much did it cost us? Not enough to worry about. Don't, you know, this, not much. But you know, it went 325. It would have definitely went more speed. It may not have went much quicker, but I don't know. Just a heck of a group of guys over there, and they're young guys, and then you got the old guys, you know, Big Grubby and Lance. So it's just working out.
Jacob's
the only performance motors from December. First off, your enthusiasm is infectious, and I love it every time you come here. That you talk about Grubby and Doug and this whole team. It just, you know, from the first day you guys announced this, I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be something special if they can get it pulled together right. What is it about this group of the three of you, between you and Grubby and Doug, that just pulls it all together and makes it work, and you guys have so much fun while you're doing it?
It definitely starts with Doug and Whitney, Doug's wife, and we got together, you know, as a group, and they immediately said the most important thing to them is not performance, it is family. That is by far their most important thing to Doug and Whitney. Certainly, that's how I was raised. You know, it's very important to us that everybody be as happy as they can be doing this hard life that we live. You know, it's a lot of travel, a lot of things. And we all know our parts. Doug certainly keeps up with everything going on. He knows, you know, what's in the trailer, what do we have for parts, what's inventory. And Grubby tunes the car, and I talk a lot. I mean, this, you know, we kind of know our roles. But we all get together, and Lance is actually included in that group. It's a triangle, but it's really, well, I guess it's a square, and you know, we're square, but we all get together and we talk about what we're going to do. We have a lot of meetings, and they're both, I'm sorry.
Important call.
Daddy, I am in the media center with a microphone in my hand to say, tell everybody hello. Now that's going to make me tell a story. So, yeah, my daddy, and he is daddy, does not have a cell phone, has never turned on a computer, knows zero about it. And he and me and my family are so thankful. That's Parts Plus. Should I answer that one too? Steve Tucker, Vice President of Parts Plus. Steve, you're on speakerphone in the media center. Tell everybody hello.
Hello, everybody.
I mean, am I in trouble?
Are you in trouble for what?
Well, I was just, whenever the vice president of the sponsor calls, I'm going to answer, even sitting here in front of all these people that are asking me questions.
You didn't qualify number one because you're cutting grass next week.
I love you, Steve Tucker.
I can see how fast you can drive a run lawnmower, but I guess you're okay for another week.
So I got to do this again in Atlanta.
That's right. As long as you keep it up, I'll do the weekly.
Congratulations, guys. Let's get back to what you're doing.
All right, buddy. Talk to you in a bit. This has got to be the oddest freaking thing I've ever done. What was that? Oh, Daddy. So we are so thankful for live races. Because back in the ESPN days, and thank goodness I didn't have a job at ESPN. Nobody caught that.
I did.
Okay. A lot of people lost their jobs yesterday, which is terrible. But if the race didn't come on until 10 o'clock at night, it has not happened. In other words, don't call Daddy.
Yeah.
Don't, no matter what. I mean, I could be like, you know, one of my many runner-ups, and I'm like dying to tell Daddy I was in the final. Don't call him. Because if you call him and tell him what happened, you are in trouble. It has not happened until it's on TV. So I was glad we were live tonight, weren't we? So he got to see it for real, which is good. But he is he's called about 40 people, which is about the total of population in Drummond's. He's called them all and told them we're number one. And I do love my daddy. He's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, follow that.
Well, I actually did have a follow-up. I'm not sure how to follow that up. But, you know, you talk about all the runner-ups, but I think the performance this season, Clay, just just speaks for itself. And as a team, I know you kind of stopped in the middle of that, but you know, if you guys get on a run, does that just
it's infectious. Yes.
Does it make it that much easier to keep finding ways to go quicker and have that much more fun while you're doing it?
It does. You know, the main thing that you know, having those really, really good runs like that, it removes any doubt that you're going to race on Sunday. So it's nice going into tomorrow. And I'll get in trouble for telling this, but last week we had a – man, should I tell this or not?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? So I do a lot of work. I shouldn't say I. We, because it ain't me. I don't know nothing about none of that stuff. But we do a lot of work with comp cams. A lot of people out here know comp cams. Well, we actually ran a test camshaft last week, and that was kind of cool, you know, that we just literally put that in. Grubby felt confident enough about what him and comp cams had worked on together, and it ran really well, obviously. And then we come here, and we put our standard combination back in, and it goes out there and runs pretty well. So, you know, what it does is just allow you to do those kind of things. You know, you can put a motor in that has a test cam or something different about it, and you know you're qualified. That's a big deal, knowing you're qualified, because I've been on the other side of it where you're going, man, we just got to go down the racetrack so that we're in the show on Sunday. We got all these people coming to hospitality. But the infectious part of it is the guys are having fun. They're not going to worry that they're going to be leaving late. I mean, it's 8:30, and if they leave here at midnight, they don't care, because it's fun. And it's fun for me, it's fun for them, and who knows, you know, Grubby will probably be able to sleep tonight.
Great. Anyone else? Perfect. Thank you very much.
I apologize for rambling so long. I'm sorry. Now I got to go call Daddy and Steve Tucker back. Thank you guys so much.